successfully develop a process that enables me to isolate, then duplicate complex molecules.
What?
I can clone stuff!
What I'm seeing?
I'm seeing two Steves.
Everything is fine!
I think we've learned that Steve's experiments have gone too far. He's created a monster.
I see no solution to this problem.
I see a really, really good solution.
I'm really gonna miss you, Steve.
Can we get on with this?
The man who made me. We meet at last.
Wow! You really are cool! Hello there, pal! Chip. Well, Godfrey Daniel, what happened to your foot?
Remember my pesky extra toe?
Yeah?
Well, it's no mo. I donated it to a girl who was toe challenged.
Right. She might be walking around with your toe, but she'll never fill your shoes.
Ooh. What's my buff brainiac cooking up now?
I'm on the verge of making history.
Oh, I love when you do that.
Behold, the Earth Pad. It's a teleportation device. Anything that's placed on this pad is broken down into individual molecules that are sent by microwave to another Earth Pad where the molecules are instantaneously reassembled.
Wow, science talk. That makes me so hot.
Oh, hi, Nicole.
Nicole? Who in the H-E double hockey sticks is Nicole?
She's a friend of mine in Paris. She saw the prototype of my Earth Pad at the International Science Fair in Akron, and we've kept in touch ever since.
Oh, a science fair floozy. Trying to sleep her way to a Nobel Prize.
Now, Myra, retract your claws. Nicole is just helping me with my experiment. I sent her my other Earth Pad. Okay, Nicole, I'm all set. I'm going to send you some cheese. Now, I won't tell you what kind it is, but it rhymes with shmurning me. Okay. Help me with this. Help me. Okay, Nicole. Now, when I activate my Earth Pad, yours will automatically engage. And whatever you do, don't let some stray goober accidentally step on it.
It works! I was expecting cheese!
What happened?
Bonjour, monsieur. Welcome to Paris.
What?
pick up the phone and tell us what's going on.
Well, Carl stepped on the ERK pad.
The what pad?
The ERK pad? It's only the most amazing invention in history. Try to keep up.
It's a teleportation device. Carl stepped on it and accidentally got transported to Paris. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Well, I've never tried it on a living organism before, much less one with a 42-inch waist. So I don't know if it worked properly. My chunks of Carl could be spread out from Barcelona to Kankakee.
Come here, Steve. Come.
Bonjour, mes amis.
Oh, Carl, I swear it's sick.
Danny, are you okay?
Oh, je suis magnifique.
Steven, I'd love to stay for this touching reunion, but I'm having phantom toe pains.
Oh, take care, squeaky lips.
Ellie? Ellie?
She finally got rid of that extra toe.
Yeah, now she's perfection. My invention really works. You were actually in Paris?
Yep. What a city.
Oh, it works. It works. My teleportation pad works. Just between us, I'm a genius. My teleportation pad works.
Steve, your invention is incredible.
Man, this thing's gonna change the world.
Yeah, there'll be no need for cars, trucks, or airplanes.
No accidents, no pollution.
You can send a doctor anywhere he's needed.
Or send food to starving people.
Yeah. Or we could all go to Paris on the cheap.
Wow, Mama! Howdy in my hands. Well, Nicole, you sure have blossomed since Akron.
Merci, Steve. You make me so blush.
Oh. Hey there, hi there, hi there. Oh, hi, Carl.
Hey, Steve.
Good news. I'm not dead. You can come now.
Okay, we'll be right there.
Hi, Stevie.
Hi there, my sexy house-sitting mama. I really wish you could come, too.
My doctor says I should stay off my tootsies, Tootsie. Listen, boo-boo, have a wonderful time, but beware of French girls. They invented perfume, and I ask you, what were they trying to hide?
Yes, yes, dear. Kiss, kiss, hug, hug.
Oh, bonjour, Nicole. I'm back.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Nicole Devaux.
I'm Harriet Winslow, and this is my son, Eddie.
You can call me E-Man.
Chante, baby.
Vous avez du beurre entre les dents.
Ooh, hurt me. What does that mean?
You've got something green between your teeth.
It matches your blouse.
Is everybody here?
No, my daughter Laura's coming and she's bringing a friend.
We flew United.
Thank you.
a toast to the most beautiful city in the world and the most beautiful woman in the world.
Oh, Carl, that's so sweet.
You gonna finish that croissant? Steve, keep it down. And lose the hat.
Where are you two going?
I'm taking Steve to Notre Dame.
Oh. Yeah, Nicole says there's a gargoyle there that looks just like me. Au revoir.
You know, Carl, This is such a wonderful experience for our kids.
It sure is, sweetheart.
I'm glad Laura and Eddie are mature enough to appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
Wee wee ho ho!
Calm down, pal. You're okay, your car's okay. No harm ain't done, eh? Now look, let's get out of here before the owner of the cafe comes.
Too late, I am the owner of the cafe!
Oops.
And it's a nice cafe. At least it used to be.
This is your son?
Unfortunately, yes.
He made me to catch my own cafe!
I know. I saw it.
What's the matter with you?
Dad, look at this gorgeous girl. I saw her walk
a girl, down. Eddie. A girl? It is always a girl with you.
Calm down. Don't make a scene.
A scene, Harriet. A scene. Our son just trashed an entire cafe. Well, this is officially a scene.
Let me see. I am very sorry. James Sweeze, please.
All right, you won't cut me! You won't cut me! Because at least 5,000 francs worth of damage to my cafe!
Dad!
All right, come on. I'll talk to him, see what can be done. Look, excusez-moi.
This is bad. I've really screwed up big again.
Yes, you did, Edward. Fortunately, your father's a cop and trained to handle difficult situations.
Well, that's very true. Dad can be real persuasive when he wants to.
Well, I've got it all worked out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Uh-huh. You work here for 2 weeks, and you don't go to prison.
Richie a t-shirt, and I better send Max a postcard. Let's see, Max. Stefan? Something wrong?
I was just thinking. Here I am in this incredible city, steeped in history, and I have no history of my own.
What do you mean?
I have no childhood, no background. Steve created me.
Let's just be thankful he didn't screw up like he usually does.
Yeah, but you don't understand. I have no past. And with no past, how do I figure out my future? I have to decide what to do with my life.
Or whatever it is, just make sure I'm in it.
Ok, vas-y, mets-toi un peu au centre maintenant. Mets-toi entre ton copain et elle, vas-y. Mettez-vous tous les... Non, là...
Hey, attends, wow.
Quoi?
Tu veux pas qu'il se mette devant moi? C'est qui, lui, d'abord?
Non, mais ça va, les gars, arrêtez.
C'est qui, lui, d'abord?
Non.
Whoa. They're doing a photo shoot for a sports car magazine, and one of the models got angry at the other for blocking his light.
Hey, I didn't know you understood French.
Neither did I. See that hurt? That hurt.
Hey, you! You! Have you ever done any modeling?
No.
Would you like to try
it? Well, I don't know.
Sure. Okay, come on. Well, come on.
Come up with it?
I guess it comes from a lifetime of people asking me, can you get out of here any faster?
I love that little figure snort. Do you realize your earth bed will make you a billionaire?
No. I've decided that an invention this important should be shared freely with the entire world.
Shared freely?
Oh, yes. My money doesn't matter to me, except, of course, at the lunch. Gotta have quarters.
What sounds matter to you?
I'm helping people. Thanks to my earth pad, every person in this world will be able to visit their granny for Christmas.
Ooh.
Look, that gaping hole in that Charles de Gaulle rose. I only mean one thing. That two-headed
Did you get the blueprint?
Not yet. This tubercle is different.
Nicole, your job is to find out how this earth pad works. Once we have the technology, we'll make a fortune.
Don't worry, I have a plan. After dinner, I'll take him for a romantic stroll along the sand. I'll make him so hot, the river will bubble.
Ooh. You make me wish you weren't my cousin.